Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some news and notes just to catch you up on. Unfortunate news, this coming earlier in the day with the Rockets, it appears that Fred VanVleet, their starting point guard, could be out for the season. He's torn his ACL and likely to miss the entirety of the season. So that is obviously awful. That was reported maybe a half hour ago. And then other news, more positive news for the Houston Texans, Jimmy Ward, he has now been taken off the commissioner's exempt list, and he is eligible to come back after this week's game against the Tennessee Titans. He remains on the reserve PUP list, but he'll be able to come off after this week. So those are the latest other news. Jimmy Ward off the commissioner's exempt list, and Fred VanVleet tore his ACL, which is what in the hell is going on. But let's go here. It's 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in as well. We do a little weekend's best, little weekend's worst. Let's start. Listen, we need some good here. We need some good news, some good feel in here. And I'll kick this thing off. A little weekend's best. And I wanted to go a couple of ways. I'm going to go, and what sealed it for me, this is one of Tyler's old Aggies. Aaron Glenn and his celebration on the sidelines after they blocked that kick. By the way, several block kicks returned for touchdowns yesterday, you know, and just odd. But they block a kick in the game against the Bucks. They almost won, and they run it back. And if you missed him, he ran it all the way down, and then he hit where I don't believe he had control of himself. He just, his body just said, this is what we're going to do. And he hit some sort of like a dance combo where it was slow. I have watched that thing repeatedly 50, 60 times. Aaron Glenn hit that thing over there. I'm telling you, man, I know Aaron Glenn used to be a terror in the club. I don't know what clubs there was in College Station, Tyler, where he would have gone. He's a little older than you, but I'm sure there's still some spots. I bet Aaron Glenn was out there giving it hell. He looks like he knows all the house party steps. He knows all of the kid and play steps. I bet he's got a partner right now. Right now, they're in their 50s that can go and do kid and play. Right now, that man hit
Oh,
that
I would guarantee he was tearing it up at Daisy Dukes. Oh,
hey, yeah. He's sore today. I don't care what.
No,
kind of,
no, Clint, he does that too much. No, oh, he does
not
that.
Did you see that run down the sideline?
Too good.
It was full range. It was track good. Like yes. The knee drive and everything. Like he's my age.
And then he turned it into a dance.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I think he gets Clint, I bet you he's running all the time.
I think he's running and in shape, yes, but like that? like that excited with that kind of turnover? I mean, he was covering ground, man.
Get your foot placed.
I mean, there ain't no way them hamstrings ain't sore as hell today. That run was serious now. That was a good one. That's a good call.
That was, I could watch it. Anytime you, maybe it would not help you. Maybe you're really, really pissed off, but you're upset about something. You need something to smile and laugh at. Well, just type in Aaron Glenn, his run and dance. Boy, that thing was bad. That's my weekend's best. What's your weekend's best?
My weekend's best is the Browns beating the Packers 13-10. The Packers were viewed as one of, if not the best team in the league through 2 weeks, and really, really high hopes and high expectations for them, and the Browns go get them. But more specifically, Quinshon Judkins. The young rookie running back that had a little trouble getting into camp here with the Cleveland Browns out of Ole Miss, Ohio State. And more specifically, the chip that he had on Micah Parsons, Ron. I mean, in a time when we're watching the Texans, for whatever reason, just completely neglect the fact that you are allowed to chip edge rushers if your tackle can't handle them by themselves. Quinshon Judkins, his chip on Micah Parsons was exactly what the hell we should be working in practice this week. And so I got to go weekend's best to the young fella that put on an absolute clinic of how you're supposed to chip a edge rusher that just thinks he's going to freely just terrorize your tackles. And you got to remind him, make him think Micah Parsons stopped in his tracks, and he will remind him. He's feeling it today.
Oh, yeah. There was some.
No worries. I retweeted it to D'Amico, so I don't want D'Amico to be able to see. I said, D'Amico, this is it right here.
You did not do this.
Absolutely. Long, long tweet. This right here is exactly what you need to be.
It was a hell of a...
You should start practice with your tight ends and your tailbacks doing this. And if they can't do it, they should be standing by you like you had Damian Pierce and Jalen Petrie at one point in time.
Hey, Cam Scadaboo almost killed Charles Amini on a chip.
That's it. That doesn't surprise me.
He went... I thought he broke his clavicle. He came in and drilled him, but he scored the game tying touchdown too, I believe. Yeah, and then they can't. That game surprised me. That feels like that might have been a classic. I heard Sean and the fellas talking about it. Maybe a classic look ahead game. Got the Cowboys Sunday Night Football.
Yeah,
we got the Jerry and Micah situation coming back. And we got the sorry-ass Browns.
The thing with that Browns defense, and I hadn't studied them, but that Browns defense has been pretty solid for a few years now. It's obviously headlined by by Myles Garrett, but they're pretty solid, man. So I got to go with them Browns. And like I said, specifically that running back getting that chip on Micah Parsons, that's what the hell we're talking about.
All right, weekend's best. Let's go to weekend's worst, Clint, and mine are the Clemson Tigers.
Getting ugly, ain't it?
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
They're what are they? 1-3 now. They're 0-2 in the ACC, and they still have Miami to play. And they don't look like they could beat a lot of the teams in the ACC. I don't know what has happened to their quarterback, who I think coming into the year was thought to be a first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he has taken some steps back. Dabo went off last week talking about, if y'all tired of winning, we'll get out of here. And listen, we like Coach Fran. We got to talk with him when he came in for the Bear Bryant Awards. and he's an intense guy. They were at Clemson, and there was no question at any point of the game, rain or weather delay involved, who the better team was, and not better, but just dominant. Their starter went down, and they still scored and still blew them out. It was just in every way Syracuse dominated, and that is not what Clemson is supposed to be. They get dominated at home by Syracuse. They lose to Georgia Tech. I mean, this is getting bad for Dabo and Clemson. I can't wait to hear his ass. Where's that Tyler guy? Dabo back.
He might need to be careful making his comments about getting me up out of here if y'all are tired of winning. I mean, that the more you lose, the worse that looks. So, I like that. My weekend's worst is I apologize, boss man, because I know you're still feeling this one, but the refs in the Auburn-OU game. I mean, I'm not one to typically pile on refs for calls. I don't mind having a conversation about them, but I'm not one to just pile on and blame. But when you allow a team, first of all, you allow a team that wins by 7 points in a tight SEC game, and you allow it to happen, and you miss a call as egregious as missing the old hideout. The play literally has a nickname. In the ref rule book, the hideout, where he runs over there and hide a pass catcher near the sideline as if he was subbing out of the game, and you miss that and you don't somehow figure that out. Ron, OU, had they figured that out, OU would have been in
a 15-yard penalty.
I know, but they were already behind the chains, Ron. I think they would have been in a third and 39, something like that. Like it would have changed the game dramatically. And those refs, they missed the call, and then they turn around, and obviously there's statement after statement coming out about how wrong they were and about how it's been handled.
They wouldn't have said it at first, because at first the sideline reporter said, yeah, we saw that he was in the field to play, and he was a legal receiver. That's what she talked to them in the break, talked to the officiating crew in the break, and they were sticking to that, and then later – I guess they couldn't get through with it. I'll be honest. Brett Venables and that outfit you're running, that offensive group, that is some real weak stuff. I'm trying not to cuss.
Well, no, I hadn't watched much of it. What's going on? What are they doing?
Well, I'm just saying that particular play you're going to put in to try to do it.
I first heard about it, I didn't see it live. I saw it live. Well, yeah. When I first heard about it, like the way I read it was like it was almost like a by accident. Like they were got caught up in sub. The guy just stopped and he had like
he sold
to
it,
find I'm... out that it was clearly part of the plan and it's an illegal play.
He sold it. It was like that time your guy Tyler Johnny Manziel went over and did that with Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan, and he went over there like he was talking to him.
Oh yeah,
and then he took off and they caught a touchdown.
I understand
pass.
As a quarterback why you want to do it. I caught me an old halfback pass one time, a couple times, baby.
That man, hey, he ran off the field right like in a jog. He looked like he was clearly coming off, and then stopped and lined up, and I mean it was everything that the rule is in for.
How you missed that one in today's world where you got you can do all kinds of ways to catch that and you don't catch it. How in the hell does that happen?
Sean McDonough was letting them all know it repeatedly. Yeah, and it That's was a rough. Tight game. Yeah, it was tough.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home. Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.